Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman and this is another delve into the Bugle archives. This time we're going back to issue 18 of the Bugle in February 2008 when Fidel Castro stepped down as president of Cuba. Cause for celebration at the White House, who seem to have sourced their assault on him from whoever wrote Looney Tunes. Here I am with John Oliver, just over 1.5% of a millennium ago.
Top story this week, Castro. Fidel Castro has finally stepped down as supreme leader of Cuba after being in power for 49 years, which is pretty impressive, especially when you remember that he did that without dirtying his hands by winning a single recognisable election. That is natural leadership talent, Andy. Anyone can win an election. It takes a special individual to wage a guerrilla campaign from a mountain and overthrow a government. And there's a lesson for the Democrats here. They seem to be having trouble deciding upon a candidate, so just get Barack and Hillary to each form an armed militia, and I'm sure we'll have someone by the conventions. America claim to hate dictatorships, but I say this, don't knock it till you've tried it.
So Castro has indeed resigned after serving only the first 49 years of his scheduled 150-year term as King of Cuba. And the corks have been popping in Washington. The US general in charge of ensuring Fidel Castro doesn't get any younger announced excitedly, "Ladies and gentlemen, we got him." Well, technically, he got himself. Old age got him, really. The inevitable passage of time, but still something got him. How's my accent there, John?
Well,
I'm trying to blend in. I kind of.
I mean, it's better than it was a week ago,
really?
But it's still basically racist. I mean, that's true. Bush did say that one day the good Lord will take Fidel Castro away, and that also seems to be his only plan regarding Bin Laden at the moment. It seems that Bush is claiming God as an unofficial CIA assassin, bumping off every single enemy that America has ever had, but, on the other hand, also killing millions and millions of Americans over the years. God, it seems, is also a terrorist.
But there's inevitably a lot of relief in the White House, John, at the departure of a leader who stands for so much that is opposed to American values, communism, good public health care, and adequate social welfare provisions. So no wonder those belts are being loosened a little.
Why don't you go back to Britain? How dare you speak like that in the land of the free?
Over the years, Castro, also known as Roadrunner by his friends for his uncanny ability to avoid convoluted assassination attempts, has certainly split opinion like a banana. He has overseen some truly appalling human rights abuses on the island of Cuba. For example, he has turned a blind eye to the internment without trial of terrorist suspects at Guantanamo Bay.
Fidel Castro led a revolution and took control of Cuba by the time he was 32, which is not bad going, but Andy, I'm still only 30, so that still leaves me 2 years to do that to match him. So look out, Cuba. I'm about to stage a one-man Bay of Pigs invasion. You, sadly, are already too old, Andy.
I am too old, John, and I simply don't have the beard growth either. Whereas you, I mean, you're clean-shaven today, but you could look like Castro by 5 p.m.
All I'm saying is you've already failed to annex Cuba by the time you're 32. I've still got time.
Right. Well, I just chose not to. I had plans in place from when I was 14. I just decided the people of Cuba, they're not ready for Andy Zaltzman.
Cuba's parliament will meet on Sunday to elect a brand new leader, but a brand new leader who still has the surname Castro. President George W. Bush said the US was ready to help the people of Cuba realise the blessings of liberty. And the US have been attempting to help them realise that by trying to repeatedly assassinate their leader for the last half century.
But now that Castro has stepped down to spend more time with imminent death, the question must be asked, where now for Fidel Castro? It must be really tempting, John, for him to just knock on the door at CIA headquarters in Langley and say, come on, guys, have another crack. I promise I'll stand still.
Castro said, actually, that he would continue to fight like a soldier of ideas. Well, that's very good, because the pen is mightier than the sword, but the idea is mightier than the pen. It's like scissors, paper, stone. Pen beats sword, idea beats pen, which I suppose means sword beats idea.
It does.
That sounds about right.
And that was
it. Now, he's going to continue writing his essays, and also stated that I will be one more weapon in the arsenal that you can count on. But he really means this, Andy. He's going to be loaded into a cannon and pointed at Miami. He's a man of action as well as words. And what a way to go that would be. I find the idea of Castro dying in a hospital bed a sad anti-climax to a dramatic life. But I find the idea of him dying whilst being fired through the air at Miami to be movingly appropriate.
Castro himself survived 638 assassination attempts by the CIA, according to an ex-bodyguard of his, who, of course, might just be trying to talk himself into a better Christmas bonus. But it does mean that statistically, with 638 assassination attempts, it is likely that at least one regular Bugle listener has at some point attempted to kill Fidel Castro. Is it you? Have a think, Bugle listeners. Perhaps you're one of our American listeners, and one day you were at a drive-in movie, drinking a root beer and eating some grits, when you saw a guy kissing a girl in the car next to you and you thought, I've got to assassinate Fidel Castro. You jumped in a helicopter to Havana, fired yourself out of a cannon into Fidel's presidential bedroom and tried to hack him to pieces with a chainsaw. Think hard. Did it happen? If so, please let us know. Email us with your confession, thebugle@timesonline.co.uk.
But I guess he will also be remembered as the focus of some of the most slapstick-based assassination attempts in human history. There was the exploding cigar, the fungal-infected scuba diving suit. In fact, Castro once even said that if surviving assassination attempts were an Olympic event, I would win the gold medal. Now, perhaps one of his last acts as leader has been to provide the world with a great idea for an Olympic event. You could close the Olympics with that event, the 4x400-metre assassination avoidance relay. And I really think Beijing might go for that. It's basically an unofficial sport there anyway.
Thank you for listening. You, yes, you are a truly great listener. Respect. More top stories tomorrow.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.